Hi, everyone. Whenever and wherever you are listening, welcome to Highland's Scattered Prayers. The pleasure of God, the delight of the Son, the joy of the Spirit, and the merry company of God's resurrection people be with you all. My name is Jay Jansen. I'm the pastoral elder at Highland Community Church. It's good to be with you in this way. In the April 24, 2022 online edition of the New York Times, Tish Harrison Warren, an Episcopal priest in the United States, reflected on the absence of joy. I don't think that many people looking at the church in America today or at broader American society would say, "Now there is a group of people marked by joy," writes Warren. In a 2020 survey, happiness and well-being among Americans reached a 50-year low. The current state of our cultural discourse seems to be joylessness writ large. If you spend enough time examining our social media discourse, it reveals that we are angry, sneering, bitter, and defensive. We rejoice in the tears of our enemies. Joy is in short supply and perhaps seen as a character flaw, evidence of not paying attention. Our culture desperately needs to rethink and rediscover joy. Warren goes on to say that joy is both a gift and a practice. But it isn't primarily a feeling, any more than self-control or faithfulness are feelings. It is a muscle we can strengthen with exercise. We tend to think that sorrow and despair are more authentic and real than celebration and joy, Warren adds. The last thing we want to be, or be seen as, is happy-clappy. But joy is not toxic positivity. It does not insist that we pretend things are better than they are. It does not refuse to face grief or sorrow. But it does say that they are not all there is, and that they are not all that needs to be faced. Warren encourages readers to let the season of Easter tutor us emotionally. Easter is a 7-week-long season of joy that begins on Easter Sunday and stretches all the way to Pentecost 50 days later. Eastertide gently says, "Now celebrate. Now, begin to notice what there is to be joyful about. Now, pay attention to goodness." Joy can be taken up, even when things aren't going great. And we're better equipped to take up joy when we gather with others on a regular basis who give us permission to be joy-filled by helping us recall, recognize, and reflect on the good. It's for that reason that Christians have gathered on Sundays. Easter, along with the weekly gathering for worship, are celebrations of joy not because we insist that the glass is half full, but because of the resurrection of Jesus. While death is real, there's something greater than death. Injustice is real, but it's not the end of the story. Heartbreak is real, but it gives way to redemption. Suffering is real, but it cannot erase beauty. "We've glimpsed deep, eternal springs of grace," Warren writes. "We've seen a sign that the world will be made new. We can participate in that work of renewal. We can bring joy to others. But to do so, we have to get to know it first. And even then, it's easy to lose sight of that reality. So the need remains to return to joy, at Easter, on a Sunday morning, by pausing to savor all that God delights in on an ongoing basis." With that in mind, I invite you to open yourself to joy. As we hear this next song, I encourage you to light a candle as a sign that joy has been your surprise and delight in the past, that joy colors your present days, and that you desire a deeper, richer experience of joy to come. If you're with children, maybe let one of them do the honors.
The risen King, who delight to bring Him embrace. Come on and tune your hearts to sing to the morning star of grace. From the shifting shadows of the earth, we will lift our eyes to Him. We're steady.
Brothers and sisters, together with the church throughout the world, we celebrate with joy. Christ is risen.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Join me in welcoming the King's presence who comes to save us, by praying the following words together. O God of mirth and mercy, we live, we love, we laugh because we are made in your image. We hope, we play, we rejoice because you turned the tables on the devil when you rose from the dead. Tickle our souls with the brush of your Spirit to renew our work and our worship so that there is healing and abundance and blessing and praise that break forth in unlikely places and in silly ways. Let there be laughter and surprise at the deepening delight of being your people. Amen.
He's our rescuer. good news for the captive, good news for the shame. There is good news for the one who walked away. There is good news for the doubter, the one religion failed. For the good Lord has come to seek and save. He's our rescuer.
Hallelujah! Sing to the Lord a new song. Praise the Lord with the company of all who love God. O Israel, rejoice in the Creator. Children of Zion, exult in the King. Praise God's name with dancing. Strike up the band and make great music. For the Lord delights in His people. God adorns humble folk with salvation garlands. Rejoice in your triumph, all you faithful. Celebrate and worship. Let the high praises of God be in your throats. Sing for joy all night long. Word of God, Word of Life.
This is my Father's world, and to my listening all nature sings, and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas. His hands the wonders wrought. This is my Father's world. The birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily white, declare their Maker's praise. This is my Father's world. He shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere. This is my Father's world. Oh, let me never forget that though the wrong seems off so strong, God is the ruler, yeah. This is my Father's world. The battle is not done. Jesus, who died, shall be satisfied, and earth and heaven be one. This is my Father's world. The Jesus, who died, shall be satisfied, and earth and heaven be one.
The joy of God comes to meet us. Let's confess our fears, our faults, our infidelities to the resurrected Creator of the world, who looks to make all things new, by praying the following words together. Lord, all too often we take ourselves too seriously, or we forget that you have the last laugh on sin, evil, and death. So we become dour-faced in the presence of stunning sunsets, hard-hearted while surrounded by gurgling babies. Since we're your image-bearers, it's no wonder people think of you as a grouchy old geezer. O God, let your laughter break the spell of our hubris, that we might come to our senses and believe with the Bible that there is a time to weep and a time to laugh. Believe with Chrysostom that laughter has been implanted in our souls. Believe with Aquinas that there is a time for playful deeds and jokes. Believe with Calvin that we are nowhere forbidden to laugh. Know with Francis de Sales that humor is the foundation for reconciliation. Know with Kierkegaard that humor is intrinsic to Christianity. Know with Chesterton that a good joke is the closest thing we have to divine revelation. Know with Bonhoeffer that ultimate seriousness is not without a dose of humor. Understand with Flannery O'Connor that Christianity is a strangely cheery religion. Understand with Charles Schulz that humor is proof that everything is going to be all right with God nevertheless. Understand with Christer Stendahl that humor, along with irony, forms a safeguard against idolatry. Understand with Eric Gritsch that humor anchors us in a self-knowledge that indicates one's limitations. King of Fools, the joke's on us. Outwit us with your forgiveness, so that the joy of our salvation might be restored, and we will be glad. In the silence that follows, pause your playback device. What does the Spirit stir in your heart and soul? As you quietly place before God those things that your attention is drawn to, listen for what God might want to say to, or do for, you. Brothers and sisters, hear these good words from the prophet Zephaniah and read by Seth.
Do not fear. The mighty one who saves is in your midst. The Lord rejoices over you with gladness and exults over you with loud singing. Go forth refreshed and renewed in God's love and laughter. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Greatest day in history. Is alive.
As forgiven people seeking to live into Jesus, our joy, let's take a few moments to be present to and delight in God's presence and goodness. I invite you to do that in one or all of the following ways. Option one is to take a few moments to think of something that made you really laugh. I mean, belly laugh, or laugh so hard till you cry. If it's a joke or a funny story, tell it. If it's a goofy video you saw on YouTube, watch it together with the people you're with. Yes, that all counts as praying. Another option is to look someone in the eyes and smile silently at one another. Keep smiling bigger and bigger until you or the other person laughs. A third option is to sing an old children's song that goes like this. ha, hallelujah, ho, 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 hosanna, he, save me now, I've got the joy of the Lord. I dare you to sing it a few times, each time going a bit faster, without laughing. Pause your playback device and give one of those options a try. When you're ready, press play and we'll continue. Let's offer up ourselves and the joys and concerns of our world by praying the following words together. Jesus, you are the father of fun, the mother of merriment. You delight in your children and the giving of good gifts. For the absurd things said and goofy things done by young and old, for lovers enjoying each other's quirks of character, for pranks and practical jokers, for cartoonists and comedians who poke fun at our pride and power, for the saints who have the gumption to whistle in the dark, we give you thanks. Messiah, you are the master storyteller, weaving a riotous tale with a camel squeezing through the eye of a needle, a father looking foolish as he runs to greet his prodigal son, a mustard seed of faith moving mountains, thousands fed with a handful of fish and bread, the dead being born again, a rejected stone becoming the cornerstone. We pray for the great reversal of your gospel, that the lost will be found, that the last will be made first, that the meek will inherit the earth, that your strength will shine through us when we are weak, that the foolishness of the cross will prove greater than human wisdom. We offer ourselves and our prayers to you, willing to be fools for your sake, O God, because nothing can cut us off from you, neither a host of troubles nor deep distress, neither persecution nor starvation, neither nakedness, peril, nor sword. Not anything in life or in death will be able to separate us from your love in Christ Jesus our Lord, through whom we pray and snicker in the face of the devil himself, even now. Amen. Thanks for praying with me and the rest of the Scattered Highland community. I'm grateful for permission to play the recordings of Stuart Townend, Rend Collective, Wendell Kimbrough, Jesus Culture, and Crooked Still. You can purchase their songs and albums on Sensible websites. Here's one reminder before we go. Meeting together in person is ideal, so if you happen to be in the neighborhood on a Sunday morning, please join us at Highland for worship. We'd love to be with you in that way. And now receive this blessing. Brothers and sisters, Christ is risen.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
May God, our source of joy, fill you up with hope, fill you up with peace, so that your lives, filled with the life-giving energy of the Holy Spirit, will brim over with gladness.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Go from here and rejoice always. Again I say, rejoice. Focus your thoughts on all that is true, all that is holy, all that is just, all that is pure, all that is lovely, and all that is worthy of praise. And pray without ceasing, giving thanks in all circumstances, for this is the way God wants you, who belong to Christ Jesus, to live. Practice these things as the God of peace goes with you, so that all people might see and praise our Father in heaven. Amen.